So, you sent over some stuff about this Windows thing, and wow, it's a lot. It's a lot to take in. It really is.
It is. There's a lot there.
Like drinking from a fire hose a little bit with all this cybersecurity stuff. But basically, what we want to do today in this deep dive is just get to the bottom of what is this Windows security flaw? And then what is this pipe magic thing? And how are they connected? And how is ransomware being deployed? I
Amy,
mean,
so
what makes it so dangerous? Who's at risk? How do these attacks actually work? And then, of course, the most important thing, what can we do about it? What can people do to protect themselves?
absolutely.
We got some good reports here, some good advisories. So let's unpack this thing.
Let's do it. Yeah. Getting a clear picture quickly is really important. And like you said,
Yeah.
there's a lot of jargon out there,
There is.
and it can be really confusing.
It can.
So let's start with the basics.
Okay.
We've got this newly discovered problem in Windows. They're calling it CVE 2025-29824. And pretty much everyone in the cybersecurity world is saying this is critical. And they don't use that word lightly. It's like finding out that a building has a really serious problem in its foundation.
Yeah, critical definitely sounds bad. So, like in plain English, what is it that this CVE 2025-29824 thing actually does?
Okay, so the main problem is it lets attackers get something called system privileges. And you can think of it this way. Your computer has like different security levels, right? You can get into your own files, but you can't just go in and change how the whole operating system works. System privilege is like having complete control. It's unrestricted access. It's like a backstage pass to everything. It's like having the master key to the whole system. You can bypass all the locks and all the security.
That's kind of scary. So how does this flaw actually let them do that? Like, what's the technical part of it?
Okay, so it all comes down to a weak spot inside a core part of Windows. It's called the Common Log File System, or CLFS. You can think of it like a way for Windows to keep a record of important events. And there's a certain component called the kernel driver that has a bug. And this bug can be triggered if you use a very specific low-level instruction. It's called the RTL Set All Bits API. It's basically a low-level instruction in the CLFS that attackers are manipulating. By exploiting this, they can rewrite the access token. That's like the digital key that proves who you are and what you're allowed to do. And then they can grant themselves that system access.
So it's like they're using this flaw to get that ultimate control. So who's being targeted by these attacks?
Well, from what we've seen, it seems like they're going after a pretty wide range of targets, like different industries in different parts of the world. We know for sure that they've hit some companies in IT and real estate here in the US. They've also hit the financial industry in Venezuela, a software company in Spain, and even some retail businesses in Saudi Arabia.
So this isn't just some like small thing then. It's global and a bunch of different types of companies. Okay, so let's talk about this pipe magic thing now. It sounds kind of scary.
It does, a little bit, yeah.
Is it something new?
It's not totally new. It's actually been around for a few years, but it's changing and getting more sophisticated. And in these latest attacks, they're using it to get that system privilege that we talked about. And then they use that to deploy ransomware.
So they lock up all your data basically and hold it hostage. So how are they getting pipe magic onto these systems in the first place?
Well, it's not always completely clear how they're doing it initially, but we do see a pattern involving a Windows tool called Certutil. It's a legitimate tool that helps manage digital certificates. And the attackers are using the fact that Certutil can download files. They're using it to pull down malicious software from websites that have been compromised, but they look legitimate. And these malicious downloads are disguised as MS build files. Those are normally used to build software. So it's really tricky.
It's sneaky. So they're hiding it inside something that looks normal.
They're exploiting trusted tools to do bad things.
So once they get this pipe magic thing onto a system, what can it actually do?
Well, it's designed to be really flexible. It's what we call a modular Trojan, meaning it's got all these different parts that can be activated to do different bad things. Like it can inject its code into legitimate system processes, the core of your computer, basically.
Yikes.
And it can also dump the memory of something called the LSAS process. That's where Windows stores passwords.
Oh, wow.
They steal your login information.
Mm.
And of course, the ultimate goal is to launch ransomware. So they encrypt your files, add weird extensions to the names.
Yeah.
And then they drop ransom notes that are linked to this RansomXX ransomware operation.
And that's all through like the dark web stuff.
Yeah, the Tor network, right?
So it's like a multi-tool.
It is.
Nothing bad.
It is, yeah, a digital Swiss Army knife.
Wow. So what happens step by step once they get that system access?
So once they've got that, they move really quickly.
Okay.
First thing they do is dump the memory from LSAS.
Right.
The local security authority subsystem service.
Yeah, you said that's where they get the passwords and usernames from.
Exactly. And then they can use those to get into other computers on the network. Spread around and encrypt as much data as possible.
They're spreading like a virus.
Yeah. And then finally, they leave the ransom notes with the instructions to pay.
Right.
All pointing back to that RansomXX infrastructure.
Through Tor.
Yeah.
So the reports mention that they haven't actually found a decrypted version of the ransomware yet. Does that make it harder to understand how bad this whole thing is?
It does make it hard to take it apart, technically.
Okay.
But we know it's linked to RansomXX.
Right.
And we know how it's being deployed.
Right. Encrypt the data and man the money.
Yeah. So the end result is the same, even if we don't know every little detail.
Right. So it's still bad.
Oh, yeah. It's really bad.
And this isn't the first time this pipe magic thing has gone after the CLFS part of Windows, right?
That's right.
It seems like it keeps coming back.
It does. It seems to be a pattern.
What does that tell us?
Well, it suggests that there might be a deeper problem within CLFS.
Mm.
You know, we saw pipe magic linked to that CVE 2023-2A-25-2 thing, too.
Right.
Which was another flaw that let attackers get more privileges within CLFS.
Uh-huh.
And then there's CVE 2025-24983.
Another one.
Yeah, ESET found that one, and Microsoft patched it just last month.
Okay.
So, yeah, CLFS seems to be a weak spot.
A recurring target.
Yeah. And these attackers are really good at finding these weaknesses.
So that's scary, but there's also some good news in all of this, right?
There is, yeah.
What about the newest version of Windows 11?
Right, so Windows 11, version 24H2.
Huh?
That one's not vulnerable to this specific attack.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it's really important to keep your systems updated.
Right.
Because those updates include security improvements.
Yeah, so what makes this particular version of Windows 11 immune? Like, how did they fix it?
Well, they made a change to how something called nQuery system information handles requests.
Okay.
It's a really low level function
okay.
that lets programs ask for information about the system.
Mm.
So they tightened up the restrictions.
Okay.
Now only processes with CDebug privilege can access sensitive data.
Okay.
And that's a very high level privilege.
Right.
Most programs don't have it.
So that blocks it.
Yeah, it basically shuts down the way pipe magic is getting in.
That's great, but for people on older versions of Windows, it's still a big deal, right?
Absolutely. If you're not running 24H2, you're still at risk.
So what has Microsoft done about this? Have they released any updates or anything?
Yeah, so they put out a patch as part of their April 2025 Patch Tuesday updates.
Okay.
And their main advice is update everything right away.
Right.
Like, don't wait.
Get those patches?
Exactly. Think of patch like locking the door.
Yeah, makes sense.
So no one can get in.
Did they say anything else about the attackers or like what they're seeing out there?
Yeah, their Microsoft Threat Intelligence team pointed out something interesting.
Okay.
They said that ransomware groups really, really like these types of exploits.
The ones that give you more privileges.
Exactly. Because it lets them do a lot more damage.
Right. So even if they get in through some other way,
right.
this lets them really take over.
Yeah. They can escalate their privileges, and then it's much easier to spread the ransomware.
To more computers.
Right. All across the network.
So it's really important for people listening to know what they can do to protect themselves.
Right.
What are the most important steps?
Okay. So number one, update all your Windows systems.
Right.
Get those April 2025 patches.
Don't wait.
Don't wait.
Okay. What else?
Okay. You also want to improve how you manage privileges in your organization.
Okay.
Things like LAPS, the Local Administrator Password Solution.
Right.
That helps manage passwords.
Okay.
And just-in-time access.
JIT.
Yeah. That only gives temporary privileges.
Okay.
So if someone does get in, they can't do as much damage.
Good idea. Are there any signs that people should look out for? Like if they think they might be infected?
Definitely.
What should they look for?
Keep an eye on CertTool and msbuild.exe.
Okay.
You know those tools we talked about?
Right.
If you see them doing something weird.
Like what?
Like downloading files from places you don't recognize.
Okay.
That could be a sign.
Okay.
You should also use EDR and XDR solutions.
What are those?
endpoint detection and response, and extended detection and response.
Okay.
They're designed to catch unusual behavior.
Like trying to get higher privileges.
And what was that other thing? Something about auditing.
Right, you should audit user accounts.
Okay.
And see who has CDebug privilege.
Right.
Make sure it's only people who really need it.
Okay. Good advice. Now we've got a few frequently asked questions.
Okay.
That we should go over.
Yeah, let's get
people some quick answers.
All right.
So what is PipeMagic?
PipeMagic is a type of malware, a Trojan.
Okay.
And in these recent attacks, it's being used to inject bad code, steal logins, and spread ransomware.
Okay, and what about CVE-2025-29824?
That's the security flaw in the Windows Common Log File system.
Right.
It lets attackers get system access.
Right, and Microsoft has patched it, right?
Yes, the April 2025 update.
So people need to update.
Yes, absolutely.
Who are the main targets?
We've seen attacks on IT and real estate in the U.S., finance in Venezuela, software companies in Spain, and retail in Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
But really, anyone with an unpatched Windows system could be at risk.
Right, right. What about Windows 11? Is that vulnerable?
So Windows 11 version 24H2 is not vulnerable.
Okay.
Because of those security changes that we talked about.
But older versions are.
Yeah, and all the older Windows versions too.
So update, update, update.
Update, update, update.
Okay, and what ransomware are they using in these attacks?
RansomXX.
Okay, and last question. How can someone tell if they've been infected?
Look for weird stuff with msbuild.exe files with strange extensions.
Okay.
And ransom notes, especially if they mention TOR.
Okay, got it.
Those are all signs of a ransomware attack.
Okay, and then we saw this company Technigian mentioned.
Yeah.
What do companies like that do?
They offer all sorts of cybersecurity services.
Okay.
Like threat monitoring, patch management, preventing privilege escalation.
Mm-hmm.
They help you recover from ransomware attacks, and they do security training.
Okay.
They're basically experts who can help you stay safe.
Right. So they're like extra help.
Yeah.
So to wrap up, we've looked at this critical Windows vulnerability,
right,
CVE-2025-29824, and how PipeMagic is using it to do ransomware attacks.
Oh.
It's serious. It can give attackers full control.
Yeah.
But there's a patch.
There is.
And Windows 11 24H2 is protected.
Right.
So update your systems.
Yes. That's the most important thing.
It is. Don't wait.
Don't wait.
So what's the big picture takeaway from all of this?
I think it shows us that there's this constant battle going on.
Yeah.
Between people trying to secure things.
Right.
And people trying to break them.
Yeah.
And we have to be vigilant.
Right.
And we have to take security seriously.
Yeah.
And we have to keep learning about these threats.
Right.
It's really a wake-up call.
Yeah. It makes you think about how protected you really are.
It really does. Yeah.
Well, thanks for breaking all that down.
You're welcome.
It's a lot to think about.
It is.
But it's important.
Absolutely.
Well, that's it for our deep dive today.
Right.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.